All right. So you know how we're always saying we're going to dig deep into these topics? Well, today we're really doing it. We're talking about the meaning of Jesus' death on the cross.
Yeah, a big one.
Huge. Right. And you might think, okay, we kind of know this one. But this article from Discover Jesus, meaning of Jesus' death on the cross, it really like made me think about things in a new way.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like one thing that really stuck with me was how much they focused on Jesus choosing to experience human life fully.
Right.
Like he didn't use his divine powers to escape any of it. He was all in.
It really makes you stop and think about the why there, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And the article goes on to talk about how that death wasn't just some kind of payment or sacrifice to God, but like the ultimate act of love and service, even to the people who are like rejecting him.
Yeah, that's powerful. It really challenges a lot of traditional interpretations.
It does. And that idea of service really got me thinking. But before we get too far ahead, let's talk about the whole humanity of Jesus thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel like that gets lost in the mix.
For sure. It's easy to get caught up in the theological stuff and forget that he lived an actual human life.
Right. But this article made it clear, like, that humanity wasn't some accident. It was intentional.
Totally.
And they even used examples. Like, they talked about how Jesus loved to learn, and not just about religion. He was all about languages, exploring new places.
Yeah.
It kind of paints this picture of him as, like, this really curious person who wanted to experience everything, not the typical image of a religious figure.
Right. Like, he was really engaging with the world around him.
Exactly. And I feel like it's almost like he was showing us that, you know, being close to God doesn't mean you have to disconnect from the world.
It's about being present in it, finding joy in the world around you.
Totally. And wouldn't you say that ties directly into the whole idea of service?
I think so. I can imagine. It definitely makes you reexamine some things. So the ransom idea, it basically says that God needed a payment, you know, like a blood sacrifice to be able to forgive humanity. But the article is basically like, hold on, if we believe in a loving and merciful God, then that doesn't really make sense, does it?
Right. Like, it always seemed kind of off to me, like putting conditions on God's love. But I don't think I ever really questioned it until now.
Like we're saying, God's love isn't something you earn, right?
Yeah.
It's just there.
Right. Okay. So that brings us to this idea of the cross as a symbol. They called it a symbol of sacred service. Which, I don't know about you, but that phrase, it kind of hit me.
Yeah, it's powerful.
But how do we actually, like, live that out? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's easy to talk about service, but what does it actually look like day to day?
Well, I think the article made a good point about that. It's not always about some big heroic thing.
Right.
It's more about the little things we do every day, right? How we treat people, the compassion we show, even just small acts of kindness. Those all add up.
I love that. Service as a way of life instead of like just another thing on your to-do list.
Exactly.
Like and Mikit said, it should be like this natural outflow of believing in a loving God.
Yeah. And that's the challenge, isn't it? It's one thing to believe it, but it's another to actually live it out.
For sure. And there was this one line that really got me thinking. No one can have greater love than the willingness to lay down one's life for their friends. And Jesus had an even greater love as he was willing to lay down his life for his enemies. I mean, wow. How do you even process that kind of love?
It's beyond our human understanding, right?
Totally.
A love that can look past anger and betrayal, even hatred.
It's a lot to live up to.
It is. But I think it's also incredibly inspiring. Like if he can love like that, maybe we can at least try. You know,
definitely something to strive for. Okay, so get ready for this. The article talks about how Jesus's death, it didn't just have an impact here on Earth. They're saying it had implications for the entire universe.
That's a pretty big claim.
Right.
And I don't think they go into a ton of detail about how, but just the idea that this one event, this act of love and sacrifice, could have this ripple effect that goes beyond what we can even grasp.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. Like, we're so focused on our little corner of the universe that we forget how vast it really is and how connected everything is.
Yeah. And it really makes you wonder, doesn't it? What if there are other beings out there, other civilizations who are also trying to figure out these same questions about love, sacrifice, the nature of God?
Shannon, that's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of stuff that gets me going. I'm a total space nerd, so this part of the article, it really got me thinking. Like, why do we assume we're the only ones asking these big questions?
Right. It kind of puts things in perspective.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I'm all about exploring those what-ifs. But even if we bring it back down to Earth here, this whole deep dive, it's really changed how I see the crucifixion.
How so?
It's not just some event that happened way back when or, you know, some religious thing we're supposed to believe. It's like this story that It gets at something deeper about what it means to be human.
That's a good way to put it. It's a story about love and sacrifice and hope.
And that hope, it's still inspiring people all these centuries later.
Definitely.
And maybe that's the most important thing we can take away from all this. The crucifixion, it's not just something to think about. It's like a call to action almost.
To put that love and sacrifice into practice ourselves.
Exactly. To find that in ourselves and let it change how we live.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't end with the cross.
Yeah.
If anything, that's where it begins.
Yeah,
right?
So true. As we're wrapping up here, I'm left thinking, if this is really about love and service, like the article says, what's one small thing you could do this week to actually live that out?
That's a good question. And it's different for everyone, right?
For sure.
But it's a good reminder that it's not about grand gestures. It's about the little things we do every single day, how we treat the people around us.
Perfectly said. Maybe that's the real legacy of the cross. Not just what happened 2,000 years ago, but how we choose to live our lives right now.